Hey guys, welcome to True Threats Radio. I'm hoping I'm coming in clear. If they can let me know back at the office, I really had some nasty troubles this morning. Oh, okay, I guess I am coming in clear. I had to call the cable company, and they had to take me through a bunch of diagnostic tests. Needless to say, I'm ever so slightly stressed out right now. I'm in the mood for bush bashing big time. Oh, it just drove me up the wall. I was, for the past, hour and a half, I've been wrestling over the phone here with tech support. Luckily, the person was nice and actually spoke English, so we were able to actually converse. anyway. But, so I guess my sound's okay. I couldn't hear the lead-in too good. It was kind of chopped up, but as long as I sound good, that's all that matters. Great guest today lined up, guys. We've got Kathleen Albrecht coming on. And I know before the end of the show, I'm probably going to call her Madeline. I get her mixed up with Madeline Albright, and God forgive me, I couldn't make a worse mistake than that. You know, that's like saying Mohammed Goldberg or something. I mean, that just doesn't go together. So hopefully I won't do that, but I've been doing that the past few days. So who you got coming on this week? And anyway, Kathleen Albrecht, she's an expert on the loss of our rights as consumers, our privacy rights. So she'll have a lot to say about that. You know, talking about the Real ID Act and all kinds of other funky stuff that's going on. Your rights going right out the window. But before we bring her on, before we go to the first break, let me go over a few quick announcements here, guys. If you want to call toll-free, talk to your senators before they pass that fraudulent 1955 bill, H.R. 1955. I'll be talking about that later in the broadcast, too. Our guest will be on for the first hour. So the second hour, I'm going to be rambling off on that a little bit, talking about it. If you want to call your senators, guys, and tell them you do not want this sleazy Hitlerian constitution-trampling piece of legislation passed, they've done enough rolling out the red carpet for Gluteus Maximus, enough as it is. Tell them you absolutely demand. They are working for you. You're their boss. You demand no more sellouts of our constitutional rights. Here's a number to call, 800-828-2498 or 800-614-2803 or 877-851-6437, all toll-free numbers. Or you can call the toll number if you have circle dialing like me. You can dial 202-224-3121 or 202-225-3121. Give a piece of your mind, guys. Let them know you're sick and tired of this treasonous sellout garbage. You're not going to stand for it anymore. And, you know, you don't politely say, would you mind not passing that? You tell them you do not want this legislation passed. This is outrageous. This is a president that, you know, pretty much everybody in Congress by now has admitted is, after this huge power grab, he's lied us into war, and yet they're still rolling the carpet out for him to get more power. Think about it. It's absolute treason. So harass him. Give him a phone call. Give me your opinion. Anybody wants Aaron Russo's DVD, guys, Freedom to Fascism? You can get that for $19.95 plus $4.95 shipping and handling by calling 800-724-2719, by going to republicbroadcasting.org, ordering there through PayPal, or by sending a check of money order into the RBN office, 2251 Double Creek Boulevard, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. If anybody wants to read any of my books, Piercing the Fog of 9/11, The New World Disorder, or any of the other ones I got posted, more to come soon, go to lulu.com, that's L-U-L-U.com. Just type in my name, Charles Giuliani, G-I-U-L-I-A-N-I. Yes, same spelling, but no relation to Rudy. Just go there, type in my name, and you'll see the books I got available. All right, guys, stick with us. We'll be right back with Kathleen Albrecht.
T Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our Renewable Energy Solar Program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our Renewable Energy Solar System converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Have you ever considered purchasing storable foods? Well, now is the time to do so and take advantage of Ready Reserve Foods pre-special, pre-oil shortage, pre-drought, pre-bank collapse, pre-housing collapse, pre-dollar collapse, pre-economic collapse, pre-martial law, pre-war, possibly nuclear, pre-bird flu special, and your order will be shipped within 7 business days, not months like some food brokers. Ready Reserve manufactures the food we sell, and we have done so continuously for over 35 years. Call 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. We produce only the best in storable foods, all from the USA. 1-800-453-2202. Prepare yourself and family for some rough and bumpy times. 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had 2 mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased, and I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
And this is one of those moments where, once again, I'm regretting allowing such a setup here. The guest, I just talked with her last night. She said she was going to be calling in. I hate when I do that because it just never works out. The timing sometimes doesn't work out at all. But hopefully she will be calling. She said she'd call a few minutes into the show. more than a few minutes into the show. But anyway, hopefully she will be calling soon. In the meantime, though, I got to mention this. I forgot, H.R. 1955 was already passed by the House. So now what you want to call and harass your senators about is H.R. 1959. 1955 has already been passed, but now it's coming in the form of 1959 before the Senate. So you want to call your senators, tell them don't vote this thing through. But as far as the House is concerned, it's already a done deal. Oh, boy. Yeah, I'll be talking about that later, or maybe sooner, if my guest doesn't call in. Well, as a matter of fact, I'll launch into that right now. This is scary stuff, guys, and, you know, they're targeting internet radio with this, Patriot Radio, basically trying to label you a terrorist for telling the truth. In fact, under violent radicalization, this is what the bill states. The term violent radicalization means the process of adopting or promoting an extremist belief system for the purpose of facilitating ideologically based violence to advance political, religious, or social change. Gee, it sounds like the Bush administration. I guess we should order their immediate arrest. They violated every single aspect of this bill here. Listen to this. It's a whole lot of fancy poppycock. Let's break it down here, what they're actually saying. Notice, this bill, in this section here, doesn't describe any act of violence at all. It's talking literally about thought crimes. It doesn't mention the term, of course. People would obviously recognize that as Orwellian. But this whole thing is Orwellian. It's talking about thought crimes. It says radical or violent radicalization. Oh, give me a break. Means the process of adopting. In other words, I guess they did get a hold of Kathleen. And, that's interesting. All right, I can't assume responsibility for this. Whoever worked last night, it's their fault. Kathleen just said that I gave her the wrong number. I had actually called in last night to get, she said she needed a non-800 number. I guess the way her phone system is set up, she couldn't use the 800 number to call in on. So I called last night to get a non-800 number, and whoever was working then gave me the particular number she had, which turned out to be a wrong number. Uh-oh, somebody's going to get reprimanded at RBN. Anyway, I'm not sure what happened there. But in any case, guys, she is coming on. In fact, I guess they got her now. So let's I'll come back to talking about that later, guys, second half of the show. But at this time, let's welcome our guest, Kathleen Albrecht. There, I didn't call her Madeline Albright. All right.
Hi, Charles. It's great to be on. It's actually Catherine, so we're close. We're getting closer.
Oh,
how you doing?
If I call you Madeline, you have every reason to slap me.
If you call me Madeline, I'm going to send you a picture, and I'm going to show that I look nothing like nothing like Madeline Albright.
Neither, that would be bad enough. As long as you don't adopt her political ideology, that's important.
You've got it. Not in word, not in deed, and not in appearance. There's nothing in common between me and Madeline.
Anyway, glad we got you on. Sorry about that. I got your email last night, and you said you wanted a non-800 number, and I wasn't sure, you know, if there was one, so I called in, and they gave me that, and I guess for some reason now it didn't work out for you.
I apologize for that. I'm glad we were able to get past the confusion, and it's a delight to be on your show.
Yeah, great to have you. So, yeah, let's launch right into this thing. So I understand that you're for some reason you have this paranoia and thinking the government wants to spy on us, and this is all just for our own good. I don't see what's wrong with
you got it.
Real ID Act. I mean, you know, why don't you just mail them all of your personal private files, and that'll make things easier for them.
I'll go you one better. Why don't we just install a little government tracking chip right into our flesh, put some cameras in our bathroom, in our kitchen, in our bedrooms, and you know, why don't we just invite some federal agents right in to live with us? They can just follow us around in person all day long. And, you know, I'm sure that if there were such a proposal.
They can get one of those Nazi-style brandings on our behinds there, you know.
There you go.
Throw that in for good measure.
I'm sure that there are people working around the clock to try to figure out a way to get the American public to swallow just exactly what I just described.
Just learn how to buy, then, you know, you'll have no problem.
Yeah, exactly. Well, yeah, there are many of us, I think a growing number of us, who are becoming alarmed at the extent to which the government believes itself entitled to spy on the everyday activities of law-abiding Americans. Everything from our travels to our purchases to our phone records to you name it, they seem to now believe in the name of fighting terrorism that they are entitled to poke around in the private affairs of law-abiding citizens. And, you know, the founders of this country were very concerned about that, and that's why they created the Fourth Amendment to the Constitution, which protects us against unreasonable search and seizure, and protects us against having our stuff rifled around in when we have not been accused of any crime. So I think there's some real concerns, and the technology is now available to enable the government to track us 24/7, and I think the only thing standing in the way of us and them right now with that goal in mind is our political will to stand up and say no.
Yeah, I mean, when are people going to realize that, this government is not working in our interests anymore? First they said, microchips implantable? No, that will never happen. Well, now you can see it's coming. Congress has been talking about it. You know, you talk about you know, what else is going on? Just about everything that's going on under this administration. Oh, how about, you know, North American Union merging with Canada and Mexico? Years ago, people would say, oh, that's crazy. That's not going to happen. They're not going to do that. And they've done it. As far as they're concerned, it's a done deal. I mean, how many more times are people going to say can't happen, can't happen, can't happen? I mean, it's here. We are in the George Orwellian 1984 world.
We are, and I think that, well, the good news, you know, if you looked at what happened yesterday with Ron Paul's campaign fundraiser and the record-breaking amount of money that Dr. Paul was able to bring into his campaign yesterday, one single day, $4.2 million shattering previous records for Republican online fundraising. I mean, the guy's on fire, and I think the reason for that is because people around this country, you can ask anybody, ask the shoe salesman, ask the guy at the home at the home improvement store who's making your key the next time you're in there, ask him, is this country going in the right direction? And every one of them, Democrat, Republican, Libertarian, agnostic, I don't care what they are, every one of them is going to say to you, no, the country is careening off of a cliff. And it's going in totally the wrong direction. And so I
even if they're not fully aware of all the inward workings behind the scene, they can still see it's just not working for us anymore.
Well,
it's working
for
Wall Street.
When something stinks to high heaven, it does not take, you know, an investigative forensics degree to figure it out. You know something smells bad. You may not know what it is. You may need to, you know, poke around the crisper drawer of the refrigerator, figure out what died. But the reality is that when something stinks, it doesn't take a whole lot of intelligence to figure it out. And the people in this country now know that there is corruption at the highest levels, at the lowest levels. It is endemic, that our power structure is absolutely corrupt to the core, that there is corruption not only in the halls of government power, but in the bureaucracies, but there's also corruption infiltrated throughout all of the corporate power. And those, between the two of them, they pretty much control our lives. And I think we're now to a point where, as the American people, whether we view ourselves as citizens in connection with the government or as consumers in connection with these giant corporations that are running our lives corruptly, I think we're now beginning to say it's time to stand up and take a stand, because if we don't, there's going to be nothing left to leave to our kids and grandkids. There's going to be no freedom. There's going to be no privacy. There's going to be no independence. Your every move is going to be pre-programmed and monitored by the powers that be. And they're going to have the power to enforce their pre-programmed monitoring, because they're using the technologies to closely watch us all. So there's millions of us. I want to encourage every one of your listeners that if you needed encouragement so you didn't feel alone, that there's just a handful, there are literally millions of us. Look at how in 24 hours, one man was able to raise $4.2 million, shattering previous records. And all you have to do is just look around at the number of people who even just 6 months ago had no clue what was going on, and they're all waking up. It's like an army of truth tellers waking up and taking advantage of these awesome, the media that we've got, radio programs like yours, Charles, internet, blogs, YouTube videos.
Well, that's why they got this H.R. 1955 that's already passed, and now 1959 that's going before the Senate. That's why they got things like that. They want to stop, or at least intimidate and try to get you to willfully stop speaking out about what's going on.
You got it. And in fact, I caught a little bit of your program earlier when I was trying to figure out how to tune in. I was able to at least listen to part of it. And you're totally right, because what do you do? What have historically despots and corrupt governments always done when people began to catch on to the corruption? They clamp down. Because they know that their days are numbered. They start clamping down. They start getting even more violent and aggressive. They start showing their true colors even more. And I think that's why bills like the one that you're talking about that would intimidate and try to shut us up are really the actions of an absolutely desperate power structure that realizes its days are numbered and that is clinging with white knuckles for dear life onto whatever power they can hang on to.
It's like someone who doesn't know how to swim. You know, they're drowning. They're going to grab everything down with them.
Yeah.
You know.
That's right. Yeah, you can picture them. Yeah, grabbing the deck chairs as they sink and grabbing the Mai Tai cocktail glasses, and none of that's going to help them float. They're going down.
Oh, I can just see Bush tantruming to the Oval Office. I want this power! I want it! I want it! I want it! You know, he's probably throwing a fit right now that everyone's against him. I mean, even the mainstream polls that you know lie are showing him at an all-time low. We got to go to a quick break, folks. Stick with us. We'll be right back.
We're The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
All right, guys, welcome back to Truth Hurts Radio. Your host, Charlie Giuliani. We've got Kathleen Albrecht joining us as our guest today. Yeah, you know, I could really see Bush throwing a tantrum. This is really what they're doing. They want to get their way, and they're angry now that people are waking up, and they're not going to have free reign like they have been. They've lost that popularity that they enjoyed for a little time after 9/11. They've gotten too impatient, too clumsy in their pursuit for power and profit, and people are just by the hordes waking up to it. The majority of people have woken up to this. So
yeah,
that's
encouraging. I think you're right. I think you're right. And when we start looking at the new technologies out there, I think it doesn't take a lot to grasp just how powerful it would be if, for example, the government had access to round-the-clock video surveillance, GPS surveillance, microchip implants, and all of the other technologies that we've developed. And I think most people have an instinctive abhorrence of those technologies, an instinctive understanding and a knowledge that nothing but harm will come from implementing those. And I got to tell you, my background, I run a 15,000-member consumer privacy organization called Caspian. We've been fighting the use of RFID, radio frequency identification. We've been working on real ID issues. And we have a new website up on the human implant. So funny you should mention that. It's online at antichips.com, where we're trying to get legislation passed that would raise the bar on human chipping so people don't chip children or inmates or anybody else, for that matter, who doesn't voluntarily want to step on board and be a part of that. And in my years of doing this kind of activism work and my academic background, I've got a doctorate in consumer education from Harvard University. I can actually tell you that the tide is turning. I really do sense a very distinct change on the part of the average American, and I think they understand, they know instinctively something's wrong. They don't want to be chained down. They don't want to be surveilled. They don't want to be watched and observed. They have no problem with that guy over there being watched and observed, which is why I think the rhetoric of security in 9/11 is so powerful and so effective, because you say, well, you know, we don't want to put a camera in your bedroom. We don't want to put a GPS device on you. We don't want to implant you with a microchip. We're going to do it to that dangerous boogeyman over there. And that's where you get people a little more willing to concede, but it doesn't take a lot for them to recognize that once you tag that guy over there, or once you do whatever awful thing to him, that, you know, eventually that laser point of light is going to come right back around and probably shine on one of you and me. And that's when people say, you know, maybe we're better off without any of this kind of garbage. So I think that's the direction we're going in, frankly. I think more people are waking up. People are starting to fight back. They're starting to resist. They're starting to resist in organized ways, whether it's giving money to Ron Paul or whether it's running radio shows like your own, Charles. I mean, obviously it takes a lot of commitment from your own part, you know, to come on the air every day and expose this stuff. So there's millions of us, and we're all kind of doing our own part in contributing to this, and we're having a huge impact because the rest of the country is waking up. So thank you for what you do.
Yeah, they really are. It is very encouraging. I heard statistics show that television news media has lost 60% of their audience the past 4 or 5 years, and the printed press about 40%.
Well, good, because they weren't giving us news. They were giving us garbage.
Yeah.
Like I said, if something smells, it doesn't take long for people to figure it out. If you're eating rotten food, you know, the next time you're leaning over the toilet bowl, throwing up, you're going to say, wait a minute, something was wrong there. And I think the same thing is true with this news. I mean, people know the news media they're being fed is garbage, and they're looking for, you know, something wholesome, something healthy, something that actually contains some truth. And that's why they're tuning into radio. That's why they're listening to, you know, RBN. That's why they're listening to my radio station, We the People Radio Network at WTPRN. That's why they're tuning into alternative websites and blogs. I mean, there's a whole lot of places now where you can get wholesome, truthful information, and people want it. They're starving for it.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. It's very encouraging when you walk, you know, just walking down the street, bumping into people, meet them in the grocery store, and everywhere I go, maybe it's because I'm up in Massachusetts, a very liberal state, but people are fed up and disgusted across the board, and even though they might not know, again, all the nuts and bolts of what's happening, they know that they're dealing with outrageous corruption.
Yeah, well, they do, and I've been trying a little experiment lately. I actually live in New Hampshire, so I'm just north of you, and I'm in Boston a lot.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so we're both up here in rainy New England today. And, you know, I've tried my little experiment. I was in Lowe's, the home improvement store, getting a keymate the other day. And, you know, I just kind of struck up a conversation with the guy making my key, and even he was saying, you know, we've really got to do something. It's just puppets were being offered for the election, and I was able to kind of, you know, put in a plug for Ron Paul. So I think we're at that turning point where there's an opportunity. I've heard these moments called a teachable moment. There's a phrase in education that says every once in a while you will have a teachable moment, meaning that people will actually be open to hearing your message because they're in a moment when they are hungry for information. And in those teachable moments, we teachers, because I've got a doctorate in education, we teachers use those teachable moments for, you know, teaching algebra or Spanish or whatever it might be. But I think right now we, the people in this country, have a teachable moment when we can start teaching the rest of the country. And I love the fact that if you open up the paper today, the Associated Press has a big article on, you know, Ron Paul breaking all these records. That's a teachable moment.
That's,
you know,
awesome.
There you go, teachable moment.
So, you know,
who is this guy? Why should we care? And then you say, well, do you have an hour? let's talk.
Exactly. Well, America needs to come to grips with the fact that any candidate that is embraced and lavished with attention by the mainstream media are the very ones you need to stay away from.
Well, you got that right. I couldn't agree with you more.
And I hope they keep ignoring Ron Paul like they have been, like acting like he doesn't exist, because they're just exposing themselves as the liars that they are.
Right, you can see right through it.
Yep. All right, folks, on the short break, stick with us. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Hi, Michelle. I haven't seen you on the bus for a while. Did they change your shift?
No, Lori. I finally quit my job. I'm working at home now, and I love it. No more commuting. And I'm home when the kids get out of school.
Working at home? Doing what?
It's a long story. It all started when I discovered the website earnmoneyathome123.com.
Oh, Michelle, you didn't fall for one of those internet deals, did you?
Well, I looked into several, and this one is for real.
Are you sure?
I didn't quit my job until I was sure, and now I'm making way more money working at home.
Really?
I've joined the success team in their major advertising co-op. Our business is fully automated, which gives me more money and the time to enjoy it. I'll be earning money while we're skiing this winter.
What was that website again?
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Here, write it down.
Good idea. EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Maybe we can go skiing this winter, too.
Hey, guys. Welcome back to Truth Hurts Radio. Your host, Charlie Giuliani. We've got Kathleen Albrecht on as our guest. You know, they just announced, Kathleen, I guess some school down in Florida, high school, student shot a teacher. They got the school in lockdown now. So I can imagine what's going to come out of this. We're going to have cameras in all the bathroom stalls and all the lockers installed in all the kids' backpacks. Oh, boy.
Yeah, and it almost seems like the mainstream media looks forward to these to these teachable moments in their own regard, where they'll take any kind of negative event and spin it as a way to keep us all very afraid all the time, and as justification for more of these technologies. And one of the things we have to realize is that our economy is being subtly reshifted away from our manufacturing base and all of the things that made this country great and made it into an economic superpower. And as people are being displaced from those jobs, and those jobs are going overseas to China and elsewhere, what's happening is that they're being replaced. If you look at what's happening to our economy, pretend you were going on a job search in IT, you will find that the majority of companies out there hiring software engineers, design engineers, electrical engineers, you name it, the people who are getting hired and the companies that are doing the hiring are all security companies. And they're making things like, you know, drones that fly around and look in people's windows, or they're making things like, you know, GPS tracking devices. They're making all of this kind of technology. And so I think on some level, it may actually be an effort on the part of our government, recognizing that we're sending ourselves down the drain economically, to find gainful employment for the whole host of people who were trained in the 80s and the 90s to come out and get these high-tech industry jobs. And now those people are all being employed. I mean, even here in Nashua, New Hampshire, where I live, there, you know, new buildings go up, and I see these signs along the freeway, and, you know, usually they have, like, totally meaningless names. You have no idea what they do, but it looks kind of high-tech. And then, you know, I come home and I type them in to the search engine to try to figure out what they do, and almost without exception, they're surveillance companies, they're security companies, they're defense contractors. So it's almost like we're building this whole new economy to replace the one we've lost to China around Big Brother surveillance. So it's no surprise that we're going to be seeing more of this. And so you see a shooting, you see a terrorist event, you see whatever it is, and these guys immediately jump into the fray. Hey, use our product. Hey, hire us. Hey, bring us in for a contract because, you know, we've got the latest technology. So it's not just Big Brother, but I think it's Big Brother working in tandem, sort of hand in glove with these technology companies.
I tell you, Kathleen, when I see stuff like this, I start to wonder how many of these crises are actually orchestrated to justify the creation of these industries.
Well, I don't know that's
and the taking of
the
powers.
I think obviously there's been a lot of big questions about what happened on September 11th because the government story we've received is just flat wrong. You know, as far as things like shootings, I don't know that we could actually orchestrate a shooting. But I will tell you this: that if the government and the powers that be did not want you to know about that shooting, you'd never hear about it. So I think what happens is that, you know, random, you know, stuff happens. I mean, random stuff happens around the country all the time. The question is, what do they choose to give newsprint to? What do they choose to give, you know, time on the 6 o'clock news to? And that's a bigger
question. I'll tell you
something
about the shootings. I don't know if we want to go down this road because I want to talk about, you know, the main focus here, loss of our rights as consumers and so forth. But since we got off on that tangent, you know, the Columbine shooting actually had quite a lot of problems with, just like 9/11, a lot of problems with the official story that never made it in the national news. But when you read the local papers, like, you know, the Denver Post, for example, told a completely different story. And I don't know if you know this. I just found this out recently myself. Several people who were there, teachers and students, who were speaking out against the official story and saying, hey, wait a minute. No, there were more shooters involved than, you know, Cleburne and what was the other guy, Harris. You know, there were at least half a dozen shooters. They also said that, I'm trying to think now. Just several other problems with the official story that didn't jive. That they saw a couple people launching, you know, like grenades or pipe bombs or whatever, throwing them, and they were exploding on the roof of the school. And just, you know, this stuff never made it in the national news. They also described seeing gentlemen walking around before, during, and even after the shootings had finished in a three-piece suit with sunglasses, holding a notebook, taking down notes.
Weird.
Did you know every one of them turned up dead?
Weird. Every one of whom?
Of these teachers and students that started speaking out and saying, wait a minute, you know, with information is being withheld from the public. You know,
wow.
They were quoted in the Denver Post, but not in the national news. All of them, one after another, got shot or you know, got hit by a car. Or very strange, you know, makes you wonder.
That is, and you know, the other one, Charles, that we got some weird other stories out of was the Oklahoma City bombing, where entire books have been written on how the official story on that particular event, which was used as a justification for a lot of crackdowns and to, you know, claim that there's dangerous parties here in America that we need to be cautious of. You know, there's lots of discrepancies in that story as well. So I think you may actually, you know, I think you may be right. The reality, though, is it doesn't really matter. I mean, I guess it does. It matters in a very basic way. But as far as the outcome for the rest of us,
right? Sure.
You know, whether they're being staged, whether there's other pieces to it, or whether it's just an unhealthy emphasis on these issues, the reality is that they're doing it to try to scare our fellow, you know, our neighbors, our colleagues, our friends, so that when we start saying, hey, we need less government surveillance, they'll say, are you crazy? Don't you know that, you know, we could all be killed? There's terrorists and there's lunatics loose in the streets.
Yeah, the solutions they propose, regardless how the things came about, is it's always about more loss of rights and more power for them. And it has nothing to do with solving the problem.
Well, absolutely. You know. And you can even prove that a lot of the steps that they do make the problem worse, and far from solving them, they make them worse. And you're not just seeing it on violence. You're seeing it also on the food scares. They're now moving in a direction, and this ties in with my research, moving in a direction of wanting to very closely monitor the food supply. And that's everything from, I actually got started in 1999 studying supermarket frequent shopper carts, the ones you scan at your local grocery store, because 75% of Americans do not realize that every time they scan that grocery store card, that a detailed record, an itemized record of every single one of their purchases is made and stored in a database. And so in that sense, we're creating food registration systems around the country that 90% of U.S. households, according to some estimates, are participating in. And then on top of that, you couple that with this, the horrible ways that we're raising food in these factory farms, and people are getting sick, and they're getting salmonella, and they're getting food poisoning, and they're getting E. coli, and you name it. And then the response is not to say, well, let's clean up the mess that the corporate food producers are creating by cutting corners and being irresponsible. But no, let's respond by creating a very detailed surveillance network so that we can keep track of all the food. And that scares the bejeebers out of me, because my work is really underpinned by some research out of the University of Hawaii that by a man named R.J. Rummel. He wrote a book called Death by Government. And he discovered in the 20th century, and this is very well documented, that the most deadly force on planet Earth, aside from natural causes, were people's own governments. That your government, you are more likely to die at the hands of your government, 6 times more likely to die because your government openly killed you, than you were likely to die in all of the centuries' wars combined. Literally, 6 times more people killed by their own governments than by war in the 20th century. So when you look at that and you say, well, gosh, are these really the kind of people, I mean, given what governments are capable of and what they've always done historically, are these really the people that we want to entrust with total and complete control over our food supply, over our comings, our travels, our comings and goings, our communications and everything else? And I think the answer is a resounding no. We need to limit their power. We need to hold them down, tie them down with the chains of the Constitution, and keep their dirty paws off of our private information and our autonomy.
Yeah, absolutely. I don't know if you saw that movie with Tom Cruise, that futuristic, was it Minority Report?
Yeah.
That one scene, they're going into the store and the grocery cart talks to you. Oh, good afternoon, Mr. Smith. Last time you were here, you bought toilet paper in aisle 7. We're having a sale on that today.
You got it. He's actually trying to run away from the bad guys, and the billboards are talking to him, and they're identifying him by name. And that technology, as futuristic as it seemed when Minority Report came out a couple of years ago, that technology is actually here. They actually have the ability, in fact, in our book, Spy Chips, and we haven't talked about the fact that I'm the author of a book as well as the other things I do, but I am the co-author of a book called Spy Chips, How Major Corporations and Government Plan to Track Your Every Move with RFID. And, of course, RFID, or radio frequency identification, is the technology of choice for tracking and surveilling people and their belongings. And the idea.
Why don't you mention your website while you're at it, and you tell people how they can get your book?
Yeah, absolutely. We've got two websites up. One of them is at spychips.com, and that talks about all of the RFID consumer product tracking. We've got pictures up there of RFID tags sandwiched in people's shoes, sewn into the seams of people's clothing, and all of the other ways that the industry would like to replace the barcode with these remotely trackable radio frequency devices that would render all of us trackable 24/7 and allow strangers to rifle through our backpacks and our pockets and know everything we're wearing and carrying, right down to the size and color of your underwear. And that's online at spychips.com. Information there about how you can order a copy of the book. I can get you a signed autographed copy. You can also find it at your local bookstore online. And the other website we have is antichips.com. So you got spychips.com and antichips.com. And Anti-Chips is a website we put together more recently, which deals specifically with the issue of human microchip implants that can be implanted into flesh and used to identify people just like barcoded packages of meat. So that's online at antichips.com.
And that's pretty much how we're viewed.
Yeah, well, you know, it is, and I think that's why people say, hey, no way, I don't, you know, I'm already in the computer enough. You've already depersonalized and dehumanized me enough. I don't need to take the technology into my body to cement the deal. So the other thing I would add before we come up here on a break is that if people would like to join the consumer privacy organization that I head, they can do so at either one of those websites. There's a place where you can join our free mailing list, and also a place where you can sign up and become a volunteer and get involved and help us to fight back against this kind of consumer surveillance.
Yeah, we got to start taking a stand, folks. It's, you know, our apathy is what gives them the go-ahead, the green light to do what they're doing. We can't afford to sit back anymore. Politics is not a spectator sport. We've got to get involved and voice our opinion because they're only just starting as bad as things are. They're just getting warmed up.
Well, and they've got us to a point where, you know, we're cushy, we're complacent, we're comfortable, we're sitting back on the sofa watching, you know, the Super Bowl or the World Series or whatever with, you know, with our cheese dip in hand. And I think they're really relying on the American people to stay in that state. And yet, you know, there's only so much satisfaction you can derive from sitting back and letting the world happen around you before you say, you know what, if I don't get involved, my kids, my grandkids, there's going to be no posterity for them to inherit. We've got to stand up and get involved and take a stand. And the exciting thing now is you've got literally millions of people that, you know, you won't be doing it alone. You will be joining. I mean, there's so many organizations you can join, ways you can get involved, roll up your sleeves. And I know I'm preaching to the choir here on RBN. I know, you know, Charles, you've got some of the most informed listeners on the globe, and I know, you know, I'm not saying anything that people haven't already heard or thought about. But, you know, there really is. And there's a lot of places where you can get informed. You know, you can go to spychips.com. You can buy the book. You can buy it for your mother-in-law or your brother who may not be aware that these things are right here on the doorstep. You know, in that book, we actually cite my co-author, Liz McIntyre, and I went through 30,000 different documents to paint a picture of this RFID planned future. And we've got plans in there by IBM, who's actually patented the person tracking unit. That's what they call it. It's RFID readers hidden in the walls, in the floors, in the doorways, in the ceiling, in places like museums, theaters, libraries, sports arenas, shopping malls, even elevators and public restrooms, so that they could secretly surveil every single person who passes by, identify where they go, how long they linger, what's in their backpack.
Yeah, you don't even have privacy in the bathroom anymore.
Can you believe it? I couldn't believe when we found that and wrote it up in Spy Chips, the fact that IBM, with its person tracking unit, actually has developed plans to look inside your backpack when you hang it on the hook in the bathroom, or to time how long you take to do your business in the bathroom. That's when I said, you know what, this is like off the chart, inappropriate.
Mm-hmm.
And,
yeah,
you know, but it's up to us to stand up and say, no, I don't want person tracking units in my bathroom. I don't want RFID tags on my underwear and in my shoes. And if you put them there, we're going to revolt.
And, again, folks, this is the time to do it now. You don't wait till the Gestapo are coming down the streets with the tanks. You got to protest this now before it gets to that point.
Well, and the good news is we've had tremendous success fighting back against the RFID industry. We have, back in 2003, we launched our first offensive against this industry, which has some of the biggest corporations on the globe on board: Procter & Gamble, Gillette, Nestle, Kraft, Walmart, Home Depot, Defense Department, you name it, they're all on board. They've all put in between $500,000 and $10 to $20 million apiece into this technology. And back in 2003, we launched the first salvo in this, actually, with two different campaigns. We launched a boycott against Benetton, the Italian clothing manufacturer, and another one against Gillette. And both of those are online. You can go to boycottgillette.com, boycottbenetton.com, and you can see what we did. We actually discovered that Gillette had been hiding these spy chips into Mach 3 razor blades that it was selling to consumers. And then they had hooked them up to a hidden camera that took a close-up mugshot of every customer that picked up the products from the shelf. And so they literally, when they would sense that this little tag had been moved from the shelf, you would get your picture taken. And the idea was as a way to stop shoplifting. But I got to tell you, you know, those things are so expensive that when you pick up a package of, you know, $8 razor blades from the shelf, you want somebody to come over and thank you and, you know, have a mariachi band hand you a margarita or something, not to be subjected to, you know, this close-up mugshot that treats you like a criminal when you're just trying to, you know, buy a product.
What happened to the days when a company was appreciative of their clientele, their supporters? You know, I mean, you're making the company what it is. You're enabling them to exist, to continue on. You're giving them a profit. They used to appreciate their customers.
You
now
got,
they're
now,
treating you.
Yeah, it feels like they're arm twisting. They're bullying us. They're at the supermarket. They're forcing us to provide our identity and carry these stupid plastic cards. They're taking, you know, photographing, filming, watching, slicing and dicing us. And you know, it's the same thing on the government side. You know, they should be thanking us for electing them into office. They should be serving us as public servants, down on their knees, begging to know how they can better serve us. And instead, it's the same thing. We get ignored. We are disrespected by our elected officials, who are totally beholden to the special interests. Yeah.
Vote themselves raises with our money and decide, oh, we're going to work less hours a week this year.
And you write them a letter and you get a form letter in response, and you know that they're sitting there with their lobbyist buddies deciding how they're going to vote, and that the opinions of the average voter are totally irrelevant to them. And, you know, it's happening on every front. This power structure that has been built up around us, it reeks to high heaven. It is absolutely corrupt. And the good news is that many of us have taken a stand, and we've been fighting back, and successfully, too, I might add.
Right on. This is slavery without chains, folks. Better wake up to it. Short break. Stick with us. We'll be right back.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Have you ever considered purchasing storable foods?
Well, now is the time to do so and take advantage of Ready Reserve Foods pre-special, pre-oil shortage, pre-drought, pre-bank collapse, pre-housing collapse, pre-dollar collapse, pre-economic collapse, pre-martial law, pre-war, possibly nuclear, pre-bird flu special, and your order will be shipped within 7 business days, not months like some food brokers. Ready Reserve manufactures the food we sell, and we have done so continuously for over 35 years. Call 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. We produce only the best in storable foods, all from the USA. 1-800-453-2202. Prepare yourself and family for some rough and bumpy times. 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com.
Hey guys, welcome back to Truth Hurts Radio. We've got one more segment, just a few more minutes actually, with Kathleen Albrecht. talking about this corporate fascist system that we have in place here, tracking your every movement, big government in bed with big business. You know, it's more big business, actually, that's even doing this, isn't it, than the government itself?
Well, you know what typically tends to happen is because of that Fourth Amendment, the government can't just go right out and create these surveillance projects. So what happens is that the corporations do it for marketing purposes. And then once they've collected all of the data, then the government swoops in, or doesn't even have to swoop in. They just turn it over to the government or share it with the government for so-called security purposes. So it really is the corporations that are driving the development of this. As I was saying earlier, the economy is moving in that direction towards more surveillance and military contracts and such, and that really is the private sector. And I think it's really up to a lot of us. You know, I've got a quote on my wall from the Bible. This is from Revelation 18, verse 4, and it says, "Come out of her, my people, that ye be not partakers of her sins, and that ye receive not of her plagues." And it's referring to Babylon, sort of at the end time, Babylon the great whore. But in talking about people coming out, you know, I would call on people, don't work for companies that's business model is creating these awful technologies. You know, because what's feeding the beast, what's sort of fueling the whole system, that's the sweat of our brow. That's the labor of our arms and our minds and our hearts. I mean, we're
pouring. Don't work for them and don't do business with them.
Yeah, don't work for them. Don't do business with them. Boycott them. Avoid them. Don't shop at stores with frequent shopper cards. Find those of you in Texas or other parts of the country, find your local HEB or other markets that don't have this kind of awful shopper surveillance. Don't buy from companies that put RFID tags in their products. There's lots of ways. And, you know, every time you spend money, you are voting. It's almost like you're going into the ballot box and pulling the lever for a particular candidate. If you go into Walmart and you spend money there, you're voting for all of our manufacturing to be sent offshore to China. You're voting for our economy to be undermined and the economy of China to be boosted. I mean, that plain and simple. So we need to recognize that, you know, we're voting financially and economically in ways that are far more powerful than what's happening in the actual ballot box, because the government, they're puppets. They're puppets and they're pawns. They're being moved around on the chessboard by the people who really have the control, and those are the people who have our money. So we need to think more about where we spend our money and more about our role as consumers if we want to affect long-term change on the political front.
Just 100 years ago, the government prevented companies from doing this. They called it treason, rightly so. They broke up companies, broke up monopolies. Today, they're rolling the red carpet out for them to do it, so much so that you really can say that corporations and the government have become one and the same.
You got it. They have. And all it takes is to lobby for a bill that has corporate opposition, and you will see. Those guys sitting in the back rooms doing their deals over their bottles of scotch and you name it, and you will actually see firsthand that the lobbyists run your state government, and the lobbyists run the federal government. Plain and simple, they are bought, sold, and paid for by these major corporate interests who have the money and do the funding. I just got back. I testified on Friday for the Federal Trade Commission on the issue of what they call behavioral marketing, tracking people through their online behavior. And I was horrified. The entire event was completely taken up by corporate interests, and they spent a whole bunch of money sending a whole bunch of lawyers there to testify on behalf of doing nothing. And so it doesn't matter what we, the people, believe. Unless we start making our numbers be felt and unless we start putting the feet of these corporations to the flames, nothing's going to change. So antichips.com, spychips.com. I would encourage everybody to get a copy of the book Spy Chips, and I'd love to hear from you. Thank you.
Absolutely. Thank you again, Kathleen. It's been a great interview. We'll have to have you on again sometime.
It's been a pleasure, Charles. Thanks so much. I'd love to come back.
Keep up the good work. Okay, folks, stick with us. We'll be right back after the break.
With recent internet